The violence engulfing Egypt is escalating with clashes and attacks on security forces determined to battle back protesters. Some predict it will only lead to a greater military crackdown with worsening consequences.
Repression does not work, but it is the vanity of power.
Professor Imad Shaheen thinks military leaders, with massive popular support, are seizing the moment for a final showdown with their longtime foes.
They think that the plan by which they managed to charge, to mobilize the anger of the people against the Morsi's rule and administration and so on, has gained a momentum, and it is really time to break down the Islamists.
The military's war on terror is being waged against the broad spectrum of Egypt's Islamists, from peaceful protesters to armed militants. The jihadist corps is based in the Sinai Peninsula and enjoys little popular support, but their attacks appear to be spreading. Political analyst Mustafa Labad believes they can be contained.
According to balance of power, I don't think we have a civil war. We have a conflict, and it would last for months to come. But balance of power are clearly in favor of security forces.
The culture of protest, unleashed in Egypt's 2011 revolution, may prove a more formidable target.
Imagine this 17 or 16-year-old girl. Her photo is everywhere that raised the sign of Rabah in front of an entire school, in front of the state security guy who was in the school trying to intimidate them. A single girl was not intimidated. That's the culture of protest that they cannot break.
For now, the majority is still throwing its support behind the military against its opponents. But there are questions of how long that can last.
After a while, you have to solve your social economic problems, and it wouldn't matter if you are wearing a uniform or a casual wear. If you are in power, you have to solve these problems.
Repression against one group may be possible, analysts say. But in protests from Egypt, which toppled a repressive leader in 2011, trying to keep down a larger movement is hard. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Cairo.